time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God, no.
Awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
I can't wait to hear something. Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh, I've got something weighing on my mind.
Yeah, no, that's thank God, because
that's what
we have nothing on our minds.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, Anonymous, what's weighing on your mind? What's your true confession today?
Well, my boyfriend, my family, all of us, we have been boycotting the NFL, you know, ever since what happened in London. And my dad is former military, and I just find it really disrespectful. We don't go to the games. We don't have it on TV, and we don't even talk about it. Like, that, our boycott is strong. But
that's weird that most people who are boycotting don't talk about it, because I would think the opposite is true. But okay.
Well, we know it gets too heated.
Like, no, yeah, I get it.
I get that, yeah.
And the blood pressure, boy. but my confession is, since the Jags are doing so well, every Sunday I have gone off and told my boyfriend and my mom or my family, if they want to meet up, that I can't. I'm too busy Christmas shopping or, like, getting a pedicure or, like, helping my friends out with a baby shower or something. There's always something that I'm doing. But what I'm really doing is meeting my girlfriend, and we are going to the bar and watching the game.
Oh.
That's okay.
It's so good, but it's so bad. I have to. They're doing too good.
I was going to say, they're playing great this year.
No, I know. It's a crappy time to boycott the team, because this may never happen again. So you and your family are boycotting the Jags, except you're secretly not.
Yes.
Huh.
And the only thing I'm hoping is that maybe they're secretly not either.
Like, you're all secretly not hanging out with each other.
Up at the bar and you're at the bar. It's like, oh.
They're all wearing hats and mustaches. Mustaches would actually be appropriate.
Yelling Duval.
Okay, so Anonymous, you, okay, that's crazy. And nobody knows?
No, because it's a very busy time of year.
Yeah.
I just am super busy because I say I'm doing something that I really should be doing.
Yeah. What are you? Let me ask you this. What are you going to, go watch the playoff game now? I mean.
Yeah, I have to.
You have to, yeah.
I'm too excited. Yeah.
What if they make it to the Super Bowl? How are you going to sneak off on Super Bowl Sunday?
Holy cow. I got to think we're all going to just break it and watch, because it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one that brings it up either.
What would happen if your family caught you or knew that you were going against the boycott?
My dad would be really hurt, and I think he's the one I'm most worried about, because he does feel the disrespect personally.
Right. No, I get it.
You know,
I get it. Well, my advice to you would be, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
keep doing what you're doing.
Just make sure you keep this secret. 340-9595. That's interesting. Is there anyone else who is secretly watching football but doesn't want anyone to know because of the boycott? 340-9595. WAP, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Who's this?
Amanda.
What'd you want to say, Amanda?
Well, my mom is on the boycott. But we recently got her TV in the kitchen that runs off the Roku. And we told her that there's no reason you can't watch it in there. That's streaming off the internet, and the Nielsen ratings won't pick it up because it's through the internet. And she was like, you mean I've been sneaking out to the car and listening to updates on the radio and watching it on the Roku, because it's not our main television, so it's not on.
Right.
So she was like, how come you didn't tell me weeks ago?
Is she the only one boycotting, or is there someone else in her family that's boycotting too?
She is. Like, I will turn it on in the main television, just not thinking. And then I have to turn it off when she comes around, because I don't want to get in trouble by her. But
right.
We're getting better, because you can't not watch the Jags.
I mean, especially this year.
Especially.
Yeah.
My girls are really into it. They went to their first game, and I don't want to knock them. They don't understand.
Right. That is too funny.
But my mom just thought that was crazy.
So now that it's all out in the open, Is she, I mean, now that she's admitted that she sneaks off to the car to listen to it on the radio, is she now just going to watch it on TV again, or?
She's still watching it through the Roku.
Through the Roku, okay.
She did come and join us last Sunday, or Saturday or Sunday, maybe Saturday night, on the Saturday night games.
Got it.
And finished out a couple games with us.
Okay, all right, well that.
She's making the turn, but for a while she was very shocked. Well, that I didn't let her know that secret earlier about the Roku.
That's hilarious. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Mom, if you watch it through the Roku, you're not technically supporting them because you're not watching advertising. You mean I've been sneaking out to the truck to listen on the radio? Why don't you tell me about this Roku? Or you could just turn on the TV.
Yeah.
That's another option.
Yeah.
Greg, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, but I got to tell you, I'm pretty upset.
You're upset about what?
About that girl that's been sneaking off and watching the Jacksonville games, even though her dad was served in the military. I think that's terrible.
I think
she's an awful person for doing it. I think it dishonors her father.
Oh,
you think it's awful that she told her father and her family she's boycotting the games, but she's actually not. She's watching them.
Let me tell you how terrible I think it is. I think it's worse than if she was caught cheating on her husband.
Oh, so I mean. I feel like cheating on your husband might be a little bit worse
than watching a football game.
Than watching
a bar.
A football game.
No, because her husband didn't put his life on the line for this country.
I mean, that's true.
Right,
yeah,
but her dad
it's
did.
It's despicable.
You think it's despicable?
So what do you think would, I mean, if he catches her, what do you think he should do? What would be his proper response, I guess?
If it were me, and if I served my country and almost died trying to serve my country, and I knew that my daughter had done something like that, I would disown her.
You'd disown her?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think that's exactly what he should do.
But
she needs to come clean, and she needs to stop watching those games.
To be fair, this is the first time we're in the playoffs in 10 years.
Right.
How does that matter more than giving the ultimate sacrifice?
Well, I mean, it's the playoffs. Oh, you know what? Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, fine. I think it's deplorable.
All right, Greg. Hey, listen, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, go Jags. So two very different sides of the coin there. 340-9595. WAP, hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Renata from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, Renata, what'd you want to say?
That caller that just called in and said he would disown his daughter because she's going to the Jags game, I think that is crazy.
She's not even going to it. She's just watching it on TV.
Yeah, and I just went to a Jazz game a couple weeks ago. I didn't see not one player kneel unless I was not paying attention.
No, yeah, I think they stopped doing that now.
But on top of that, if you're going to the bar, that TV is going to be on anyway. So in theory, you're not technically giving them more viewership.
I guess the thought process would be you're not supposed to go to that bar because they're supporting the Jags too.
Right.
All right, hey, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Mark, good morning. It's Casey.
Hey, Casey, what you want to say?
Hey, I was just calling in to comment on the last guy.
Yeah.
Calling in that said that her actions are worse than cheating on her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Her daddy might have served, just as I did, and a lot of my buddies have.
Mm-hmm.
I actually retired from the Army, but a lot of my friends, they don't care what the players are doing. They don't care about that.
Right.
It's not they fault. So they can do that. The players are given a stage to make their statement, and that's how they're doing it. Nobody don't care. They are going about their lives like nothing happened, and they are going to watch the Jags go to the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there comes a point where if you're like, let's say you were a Jags fan, and let's say you were one of the guys who was really disappointed,
mm-hmm.
and you burned your jersey and you burned your season tickets or whatever.
Oh my God!
Are you not now thinking to yourself, man, I really would like to go see them play in the playoffs.
Yeah,
I mean,
you are.
Yeah. And let's be honest, half the teams, what?
Technically, they didn't give you the playoff tickets, so when they approach you about buying the playoff tickets, you can still get them.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. And thanks for your service, too. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, I want to be anonymous. Is that okay?
You can be anonymous, sure. That's what this whole segment's about.
Okay, so first of all, I think I'm really disappointed that the guy thinks that the dad should disown her. First of all, the message was lost a long time ago when Trump opened his mouth. We watch the games because Trump opened his mouth. Okay. It's not about, it's, I'm just really disappointed that he would feel that the dad should have to disown her for that. I also think that, you know what, she's a big girl. Everybody's allowed to make their own choices. If she wants to watch the game, go watch the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a matter of life and death. Yes, her dad might have served in the military, and I understand his point of view. But that's the dad's point of view. Mm-hmm. Hers is hers, and she should be able to watch whatever she wants.
That's a great point.
She's a big girl.
That's a great point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. Happy New
Year. Happy New Year to you, too. You know what the most ironic thing is?
Mm-hmm.
She said she's a big girl. She's entitled to her own opinion, mm-hmm. yet she wanted to remain anonymous because she didn't want anyone to know what her opinion was.